It says in Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." He says, meditate upon this book day and night. And he said, don't let it depart out of thy mouth. Now, it didn't just say, don't let it depart out of your ears or your eyes. He said, don't let it depart out of your mouth. Meditate upon it. Meaning that you're actually speaking God's word constantly. He said, if you do, he'll make your way prosperous. He'll give you good success. In Psalm 1, he said something very similar when he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. But then he said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now that's a pretty serious promise. Amen. How would you like this promise? Whatever you do shall prosper. How would you like this promise? Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Then shalt thou have good success. That's a pretty serious promise, isn't it? And let me tell you something. That promise is associated with meditating upon the Word of God day and night. You say, well, how do I meditate upon the Word of God day and night? Well, first of all, if you read the Bible a lot, you're going to think about the Bible a lot. Because we cannot help but to speak the things that we've seen and heard. And when you're constantly reading your Bible, it's going to be in your heart, it's going to be in your mind, and it's going to come out of your mouth. You're going to find yourself speaking the Word of God, quoting Scripture, quoting verses in various scenarios and situations. You know, there are a lot of ways to get the Word of God into you today. First of all, Bible reading, number one, first and foremost. But number two, you can listen to the Word of God being read. You know, back in the Bible days, they would often go somewhere where it's being read out loud to them. They'd go to the synagogues, for example, and it would be read out loud, and they could sit and listen to the Word of God being read out loud to them. Okay? Today, that could be the Bible on CD. You know, that could be a Bible audio app on your phone. You know, some way where you can have the Bible read to you. I love listening to the Bible on CD and having it read to me. You know, also my wife reads the Bible to the children and so forth. And so, there, you know, you can read the Bible. You can listen to the Bible. You can get it on a CD or an MP3 or something on your phone. And then not only that, but you can memorize the Bible. And you know, these memorizations that we do with church are a great place to get started, where you just learn a couple verses a week. It's easy. And honestly, memorizing the Bible will cause you to meditate upon it day and night, because it gets stuck in your head. It keeps coming back to you. And you know, you get in situations and verses are just popping into your mind. And the more you have memorized, the more you're going to meditate upon it day and night, the more you're going to be filled with the Spirit. And you know what's going to happen when you're filled with the Spirit? You're going to live a better life. You're going to live a more godly life. You're not going to give in to the lust of the flesh.